At the December Board of Regents meeting, UW System President Ray Cross laid out a number of priorities he wants to tackle this year. One proposal that set off a flurry of questions, rumors, and skepticism is a reexamination of how academics are managed on the campuses.
We intend to develop uniform workload guidelines for the non-instructional activities of faculty members.
In other words, the UW system could regulate how faculty spend their time outside of the classroom. Cross says the guidelines will help the public and legislature understand that faculty do so much more than stand at a lectern. They conduct research, mentor students, and serve on committees.
What I hear with regard to uniform workload policy is just how impossible a goal that is.
UW La Crosse Associate Professor of Biology, Brad Seebach, is chair of the campus's Faculty Senate.
What is a fair workload for someone in the English department versus the chemistry department? These are very different jobs, and you can't put a uniform number of hours in the classroom on those different individuals and have it be sensible.
Seebach says he's open to reforms, but would prefer local campuses take the lead in developing those guidelines. But system may have to step in to address concerns that have been raised at the state capitol. For example, Governor Scott Walker has suggested faculty should spend more time teaching in the classroom. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been critical of research that is not directly related to improving Wisconsin's economy. Some lawmakers are applauding another proposal from President Cross. He says he wants to make sure campuses are doing everything they can to get students to graduate within 4 years. State Senator Sheila Harsdorf is chair of the Senate's Committee on Universities and Technical Colleges. She says speeding up the time to graduate is important, especially with growing student debt.
If it takes 5 years instead of four for a student to graduate, it's not just the additional year of tuition and room and board, which is costly enough, but it's also a year of loss of earnings.
Cross says he wants to manage and potentially drive down the number of credits required to graduate. He also wants to make sure system is not part of the problem.
That we are doing our best to not only inform students about extra costs when that happens, but that they're making those decisions because they wish to do that, not because of extra credits that are required by our institution.
Cross also wants to better understand why certain programs and courses have low enrollment. These issues are normally dealt with by faculty and administrators on each campus. UW-Milwaukee Distinguished Professor of Geography, Mark Schwartz, is a faculty representative to the UW system. He says it's not as simple as cutting courses and programs with low enrollment. Those can often be specialty or high-level classes. Schwartz says these courses can also produce a well-rounded student.
I've always seen the universities about giving you skills that you need for a career, and that means helping you think, helping you communicate, and giving you a basket of array of skills and things that you can use.
Schwartz notes that faculty have already looked at these issues, but he says they're going to have to look at them even more closely as money becomes more and more scarce. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.